This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Norman Reed, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, LaShoni Jefferson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name, LaShoni Jefferson, JeffersonOn December 16th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old female, height 5'7", weight 160 pounds, who was involved in the fall injury, November 1st, 2023, period. She was carrying her grandson downstairs. The lights went out in the hall building. It resulted in her falling about five steps. This occurred in Indianapolis at Colbert Bridge Apartments, period. She had immediate pain in her right ankle and the right side of her body, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury. Despite treatment present day, she is still having pain and difficulties involving her right ankle, period. New paragraph. Her right ankle injury were diagnosed as a fracture, and she did have surgery with two plates and sutures and hardware, period. She did have physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It's approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that day ambulance took her to St. Vincent's on 86th Street. She was admitted overnight. They did x-rays, splint, pain medicine, surgery with a hardware inserted, period. Approximately 4 weeks later, she was seen at St. Vincent's Orthopedics Clinic, seen a few times. She had a boot, and eventually the sutures were removed, as well as the boot, period. She was sent to physical therapy, period. She was seen at another facility for approximately 8 weeks, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, walking over a mile, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, standing over an hour, comma, sleeping, comma, and playing with the grandchildren, period. New paragraph. Medications include diabetes and hypertensive medicines. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercises. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. New paragraph, past surgical history, ankle surgery for this injury. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured her right ankle in the past, period. The patient injured her left ankle at a fall in school 13 years ago, period. She had a fracture, but no surgery or permanency, period. No other falls, period. No serious automobile accidents, period. She was involved in a minor auto accident 20 years ago without injury or treatment, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of a supervisor at Walmart full-time with pain, period. She did miss 3 months of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Pike Township Fire Department, November 1st, 2023, upon arrival, EMS found a 50-year-old female sitting on the bottom step complaining of right ankle pain, period. Patient states she was carrying her grandson down the stairs and fell, period. Patient denies hitting head, denies loss of consciousness, denies being on blood thinners, period. End of report. Ortho Indy initial evaluation, December 7th, 2023. Patient complains of right ankle pain. Status post right ankle ORIF, medial and lateral malleolus, performed on November 1st, 2023. Period. She fell down her stairwell on her way to work, resulting in a trimalleolar fracture. Period. Reports in surgery, she has had throbbing pain at nighttime. Period. Reports a lot of skin sensitivity and pain with touch. Period. Under objective, moderate antalgia. Motion lacking 10 degrees on the right. Dorsiflexion lacking 5 degrees. Period. End of report. Ortho Indy Northwest, January 30th, 2024. Patient is here for follow-up of her right ankle. She is 13 weeks. Status post-ORIF, trimalleolar fracture slash dislocation, period. She has an ASO brace that she wears at times, period. Active problem is one ankle fracture, period. On physical examination, has a smooth gait, but slightly increased foot progression angle and decreased propulsive force, period. Assessment ankle fracture, period. End of report. Ortho Indy Northwest, three views x-rays of the right ankle, November 1st, 2023. Acute trimalleolar fracture dislocation with soft tissue deformity, period. End of report. Ortho Indy Northwest, right ankle, x-ray, November 1st, 2023. Improved alignment of the trimalleolar fractures, period. End of report. St. Vincent's operative report, November 1st, 2023. Post-op diagnosis, right trimalleolar ankle fracture dislocation. Period. Operation performed, open reduction in internal fixation, medial and lateral malleoli. Period. Discharge summary, admitted November 1st, 2023. Discharge date, November 2nd, 2023. She was walking down the stairs today carrying her two-year-old grandson when she lost her balance, missing a step, and falling down the stairs, period. Acute onset right ankle pain and noted deformity, period. Patient was unable to bear weight and was transported to the hospital via EMS and evaluation, period. Imaging on admission demonstrates an acute right trimalleolar fracture with dislocation and soft tissue deformity, period. After pain and sedation, the fracture was reduced. In the emergency department, with improvement and alignment on posterior imaging, period. Internal medicine to admit for medical management, period. She was admitted with the diagnosis of right ankle fracture bimalleolar, was evaluated by orthopedic surgery, and had ORIF of right ankle fracture on November 1st, 2023, period. Pending PT safety evaluation, she can be discharged home with outpatient follow-up, period. History and physical, adult orthopedics, November 1st, 2023. Right ankle pain. Currently states pain is severe in nature, period. Pain improves with immobilization and pain medication, period. On physical examination, right lower extremity, obvious deformity of the ankle, period. Palpable crepitus, pain with range of motion of ankle, period. Assessment, right trimalleolar ankle fracture, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of November 1st, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, the patient, patient had an abnormal gait, period. There were several surgical scars involving the right ankle region due to this injury, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic and lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left ankle was unremarkable. Examination of the right ankle revealed heat, tenderness, and diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right ankle, period. Dorsiflexion was diminished by 10 degrees and plantar flexion diminished by 18 degrees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right ankle trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, soft tissue deformity, comma, trimalleolar fracture with dislocation, period. The above required surgery of ORIF of medial and lateral meniscus, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury of November 1st, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment of the right ankle, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the right ankle for the remainder of her life, period. She will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right ankle as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She was advised by her doctors that the plates and screws may shift, and should that happen, this would require additional surgery, period. Continuous over-the-counter medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. An ankle brace costs $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the ankle area will cost $2,500, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.